True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesdays with Elliot is here. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Is Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi, quote, probably the best rock song of all time? Now, I'm enthused that 8.1% of the people said yes.
So that's not bad.
Well, there's a lot of rock songs out there.
What's it go like again? I'm sure I remember.
I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. Wanted Dead or Alive. Oh, you'd know that song.
It's definitely not the best rock song of all time.
Well,
if I don't know it off the top of my head, I feel like I can't.
But you don't know a lot of
rock
songs.
But I know all the best ones. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah. It's a good song, I guess. Oh, yeah. I didn't know those were the words.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know this one.
Walk through the streets.
What do you think this word?
Come on, Elliot.
I don't know.
With a six string on my back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on, Elliot.
I would sing it if I knew it.
There you go. All right. The Eagles trade a fifth and a sixth for Tank Bigsby, running back from the Jacksonville Jaguars, which was drafted 2 years ago. I did mention, when I see, and you did not do this, when I see all of the Eagles beat writers say the exact same thing at the same time, my first response is, that's a lie. So they all go, oh, this is about kick returns. And I'm like, all right, you traded a fifth and a sixth round pick for a kick returner? Probably not.
So I do think kick returning is part of it. My thing is, it's also definitely because Will Shipley's hurt.
Yes.
Like, I think if Will Shipley didn't injure his ribs against the Cowboys, they probably don't trade for Tank Bigsby.
Of course.
It's similar to when they traded for Tanner McKee, and it was, this isn't about Tanner, and then Tanner didn't play in week one. And we'll see if he, or, you know, was active.
When they traded for
one.
Sam Howell, you mean?
Yeah, Sam Howell. Yeah. My apologies.
Yeah.
So the Tank Bigsby trade.
And Shipley was the kick returner.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's obviously about Will Shipley being hurt.
Yes.
Why can't we all just admit it?
A fifth and a sixth is not, like, these are not high-level assets, but it is.
But it's something.
It's not like a seventh or someone you were going to cut. It is, they clearly wanted to acquire him. The kick return part of it that I will agree with, like, the sentiment is, yeah. This past weekend, I think it's clear kick return is going to be a way bigger part of the game than maybe originally thought.
Wait, why did we have a sheep?
It's a sheep.
Yeah, because I guess I'm being the... Is the sheep the new worm?
Yeah.
I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because I'm saying why they did it. Yeah.
I like the sheep bit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it'll always just be me because... Yeah.
Well, here's the thing I would say.
Sorry,
I didn't know that was coming.
I am to believe, which I do believe, the Eagles are a smart organization.
Yes.
This would imply that this is more of a reactionary move versus someone having forward thinking and understanding what the kickoff rules, the impact it would have on the league.
That's a good point.
You feel me? Like, for the Eagles to all of a sudden be like, whoa, kickoff returns are going to be big.
They're
this
matter.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's trade a fifth and a sixth round pick for somebody.
I do not think they make
that
the trade if Will Shipley doesn't get hurt.
Right.
The only point I would say is if he ends up being a great kick returner, we saw this past weekend, if you're gonna return the ball five times a game,
sure.
That is an impactful play.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But I'm saying they had a kick returner.
Agreed. Yeah.
He
then he got hurt.
He got injured. Yes.
Right. I'm just saying it was the best trade they've ever done.
can I say this? The Eagles over the last 5 weeks, they present as a team that did not have a good offseason.
I agree with that.
The Jacorian Bennett trade was a panic trade. The Mechie trade was a panic trade. The Z'Darrius Smith signing. Sam Howell was an injury.
Fred Johnson.
I don't even know why they made the Mechie trade.
Fred Johnson. For sure.
And then this, it felt like a smelling themselves offseason to me. That we can find diamonds in the rough all over the place. Look at what we just did last year. Like, we're so good at drafting. All of our draft picks are going to play. And then they get here, and you mentioned Adoree Jackson. There's not a solution there. And Vic mentioned today that as of now, Adoree Jackson is starting on Sunday. So, okay, let's say Adoree Jackson doesn't start. Just Jacorian Bennett is not like some guarantee that Jacorian Bennett's going to come in there. They just have a lot of holes that it seems like was poor planning
to
me.
I always thought that their plan was to address the holes on the roster at the end of training camp or in training camp with all these draft picks. The way it's different than what I thought is, I thought it would be like a third round pick for a stud corner, not five trades to fix the bottom of your roster, right? So maybe that was always their plan. That's why they have all these sixth and seventh round picks. But regardless, if you look at the offseason, I'm going to forget someone, but Jahad Campbell, like, definitely a player that I think is going to be impactful.
Sure, absolutely.
But Azeez Ojulari is a healthy scratch week one.
Yep.
He legitimately might be the most expensive healthy scratch this team's ever had in week one.
They just messed up at corner and end.
Listen, but for what it's worth, Josh Uche, I think, has been very good.
They thought Kelee Ringo would have developed more than where he's at right now. He's one of their draft picks.
Yeah.
They wanted to give him a shot. I understand that. I understand saying second year in Vic's system, he has all the measurables that you want, and he's already under contract. Mm-hmm. So if this means I have to let Darius Slay go, and if I have to let Isaiah Rogers go.
That's the one that hurts them.
My only point is that they have a guy here. Yep. They had a guy here. So, if Isaiah's here, maybe he winds up being the starter. Okay. And maybe we feel a little better. I don't know how good Isaiah is as a full-time corner.
That's right.
Some guys just play better when they only have to go out there and play 20 or 25 snaps. I'm saying, at least with the corner spot, I see what they were seeing with what they tried to do there with him. The end spot is the one where I'm like, man, they could have done better than what they brought in at the end spot. Now, I'm not saying give up everything to go get Myles Garrett. They didn't want to trade him. TJ Watt, they didn't want to trade him.
Well, who's the guy that went to Buffalo on a one-year deal?
Bosa.
Like, there were guys available.
I think they wanted $1 million. I mean, I think they wanted Khalil Mack. He ended up costing more than they thought, he didn't actually hit free agency. Now, he effectively did, because I'm sure he knew what the offers were.
Yeah. Sure.
But, no, I agree with that. I mean, I would have to look it up, but this has to be the most trades Howie's made in like a 9 day.
Oh, yeah, I would think so.
Just in terms of tinkering with the bottom of the roster, it feels like way more than normal for sure.
Yeah.
So Jerry Jones.
Give him credit real quick. Give him credit for recognizing. We've seen this done in the past where they force this and go through the season with it. We had, what was his name? Josh Adams as our damn running back.
Oh, yeah.
Like, some of these guys we had at receiver. Grant Ward was our leading receiver. Like, some of these guys.
Travis Fulgham.
Yeah, we were forced to go in the season with these guys, and they didn't do anything.
Now, Travis Fulgham was awesome.
So at least give Howie credit for, they recognize this, and they're trying to fix it.
Yeah, for sure.
Look at that slop Carson had to play with. I mean, come on. We know that was slop.
Also, like, I don't know how much this changes things where they're just going to be as good as their best players. Like, the bottom of the roster does help, and if it's better, your team is better. But they will be as good as Jalen is. They'll be as good as Jalen Carter is.
Well, the Tank Bisbee thing is different than the other guys are guys that are going to be heavily counted upon.
Yeah, I think yes and no. I think there are some positions, like defense is kind of like a weak link thing rather than a strong link thing. Like, there's a strong...
I don't think you can say weak link yet.
On corner?
on the whole defense.
No, what? No, no, no. Not at for the team. All right. I'm saying that they operate as a unit as only as good as their weakest link.
What you're
saying. And that's why you look around the league and you see guys like Trey Hendrickson and guys that are great defensive players on defenses that aren't that good. Because ultimately, you can do better with a defense where everybody does their job and is good, as opposed to a very top-heavy defense where you have a couple of stars. And so, like, ultimately, defense is weak link oriented. And right now, they have two weak links, and that's edge, and that's the cornerback spot.
Well, I also think the Eagles, like guys like Josh Uche, Adoree Jackson, to go back, like Rashad Penny, Devin White, they view them as lottery tickets. Like, you give them a few hundred thousand dollars, you bring them into camp. Now, some get more than that, but and you see if they hit. Like 2017, all those lottery tickets hit. Like, their free agent class was insane.
All those guys,
Last year, I'd have to go through it, but it felt like more hit than not. This could just be a year where they miss a ton, and they hold blame for that, and they have to fix it. But when you're not, when you're paying top level players so much, and you're forced to try to hit the injured pool with upside, like you're just gonna miss on a lot of those.
They are
cheap for a reason.
Okay. Let me talk about this real quick, and then we'll talk about Micah Parsons and what Jerry Jones said. So, look, the summer is essentially over, but there is next summer. And next summer, you're going to go down the shore. And what I would suggest, if you have the means to do it, instead of paying thousands of dollars to rent a shore house for a week, get your own. Adam Kasabi, the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast, is your realtor to get yourself a Delaware beach home. Now, you're saying to yourself, well, it's going to sit empty most of the summer. No, 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 no. You buy the Delaware beach house, you rent it out, then you have your place to go to with your family and your friends over the summer. Also, everybody else is paying for your mortgage, and you have an investment opportunity if you haven't been to the Delaware beaches. Far superior to Jersey. Way lower property taxes, better restaurants. You got Bethany, Lewis, Rehoboth, all those spots. And Kasabi is the guy. K-S-E-B-E. He's known out of Long and Foster as the guy. Knows every nook and cranny of the Delaware beaches. So he's going to help you bid the right way to get you the house. He's going to help you find it before anybody else. When it is time, I am telling you, he is the guy. When you're ready to take the leap, you got to use Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him. This is his direct cell, 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com. So we heard from this past weekend what the Eagles offer from Jay Glazer was for Micah Parsons. He said two firsts, a third, a fifth, and other stuff, I think he said. Jerry Jones was asked about that on our sister station in Dallas. Jerry Jones has a weekly spot there. Here's what Jerry Jones had to say.
Jerry, there was a reported offer over the weekend that Philadelphia had made in a trade for Micah. Was that a flat no, or was there a counter offer that would have been made?
No counter offer. And to the interest, you know, the thought all along was to see where the interest level was. And that was very important. And from the get-go, that was an effort on our part to chum up interest. And that's a part of what was going on during those months that we were talking about Micah.
So essentially what Jerry Jones is saying here is actually similar to what I think you are saying, just in an opposite situation. Mm-hmm. He's saying they made an offer, we didn't counter, because all we were trying to do was drum up interest and see what he was worth. When you have talked about it, you have said that you don't believe they would have actually traded all that stuff. So this seems like we're both sides just lying?
Well, it's funny he goes to chum up interest. Like, yeah, I'm sure it was hard to find a market for Micah Parsons.
Well, the more bidders you have, the better it is.
Agreed, but I can't imagine they were short of bidders.
Yeah, of course they were.
Well, but also...
you had to draft capital in the cap space.
And I guess Micah would have to want to go there to an extent. Yeah, that's fair.
And the other thing is, if you're going to trade him in the NFC, and you're talking to Green Bay, and you can say, hey, just so you know...
Yeah, Philly wants to offer...
The Eagles also want him, who you're trying to beat in the NFC. It certainly helps them.
So I was thinking about that, where maybe it benefits the Eagles to drive up the price of what Green Bay pays.
But
then you also are giving Dallas more assets, so there's both sides of it. I 100% believe Howie called. I 100% believe he probably talked about an offer. I could be wrong, but I will go to my grave thinking Howie would not have traded two firsts, a third, a fifth, and gave him the richest contract for a defensive player. I don't believe it. It goes against...
Well, the money is the thing.
The money is the thing, but also...
The draft picks aren't.
Well, two first-round picks, is Howie ever traded This is
a generational
but he's not a quarterback.
I don't give a damn
I think how he does that.
Well, clearly he made the call.
But I don't think that's like me going to a house and being like, I'll give you $500,000 even though I know you're never going to take it.
So you know I love you. But this is more or less you're saying, I believe all the evidence that's out there that the Eagles had the interest. I just don't believe they would have did it in the end.
Correct.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I'm saying they would. So... There's more evidence to support, unless we're thinking Howie is playing games. Because what if Jerry says, okay?
Well, yeah, then you could go, all right, let me think about it and call back and be like, actually, this is where we're at.
I understand with you, other than the money, why wouldn't the Eagles want Micah Parsons?
So for me, the money is definitely part of it. I think the two first-round picks is equally as big as the money.
No, because they're second-round picks.
They're not, though.
They are. They're high second-round picks.
They might be. Right, like no, I'm just saying, but first round picks as draft capital hold a lot of value. So my point is Howie has never traded more than one first round pick for a positional player besides a quarterback. He has never invested big money in the edge position. It just goes against everything he's done. And I know we'll say, well, he signed a running back. He signed Zach Bond.
Yeah.
Those are pennies compared to what we're talking about price-wise in terms of major assets. Like he did not give Saquon or
it's
Zach
the money,
Bond.
The assets,
assets really matter. Two first round picks is a massive, massive investment.
They don't matter because I'm going to tell you why they don't matter. Because they have young talent and solidified talent everywhere on the roster. It's not like they need 13 picks to go out there to get 13 players.
Well, also, go ahead.
So getting a generational pass rusher at 25 years old, I'm willing to give up those picks. Because none of those picks are going to get me him. Where am I going to draft Micah Parsons at?
Well, Jahad Campbell does take snaps at edge.
Oh, stop.
I'm glad you brought that up. Did you watch the Green Bay game during Green Bay Detroit?
Yeah.
I know you know there's a difference between what Micah Parsons does.
Oh, for sure, right
and
now.
And what Jahad.
Yeah.
When does Jahad Campbell ever look like
no,
that?
No, I agree. Jahad's not yet.
So he's not a pass rusher, is the point I'm making. Micah Parsons is a pass rusher. You see what he did to Penei Sewell, an all pro right tackle?
Right. Now,
did you watch that?
To be fair, you're comparing current Micah to Jahad. Like,
no, you
but
are.
Micah played stand up linebacker the first 2 years of his career. Now,
he's always been primarily a rusher.
Even in Dallas, I think the first few years,
might have had somebody. He's always even at Penn State. Like he's always been more of a
now, I agree at Penn State.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
Like that's why he's a natural pass rusher.
Right. So I look. Is Jahad Campbell going to turn to Micah Parsons? Probably not. I agree with you there. Right. But when it comes to the two first round picks for a player plus the contract, I agree with you to an extent that he is worth that. He is an unbelievable player. We're seeing the impact he's having in Green Bay. We've just never seen Howie spend that type of capital. And I think when you know the team's not going to accept it, there is a safety net of saying, yeah, I'll give you all this, knowing there's no shot he's trading him
well,
to you. And I'm sure Micah wanted to come here, and I'm sure the Eagles were encouraged to be like, try to get him.
You keep dismissing the change in, not only did they pay Zach Bond, not only did they pay Saquon Barkley twice, and not only did they draft a linebacker in the first round, which they haven't done
since 1979.
I understand your reasoning here, but you're taking all of that evidence and just putting it to the side that they would not do something that they haven't done before. And on top of it, it's a position of need. It weakens a divisional opponent, and we keep talking about first round picks. I'm sorry, like, the odds that any of those first-round picks are ever going to be as good as this 25, 26-year-old player are slim.
I agree with that.
You know, so I don't think it was a panic move, but it felt a little panicky.
So if they were to do it, my thought process would be they would just go, he's a super special player, and you do it for a super special player. That would be, right? And to your point, I do think there is an excitement and a feather in your cap of taking another division rival's best player like you did with Saquon and putting him on the roster.
Yes.
What I'm saying, though, is while they have acted out of character, those are minor, minor moves compared to this. Jahad Campbell's a fair one, right? Jahad Campbell, a first-round pick, that's a premium asset. Like, that's out of character. But again, I think part of the reason they were willing to do that is because they think he has edge potential. Now, he was awesome at linebacker. Maybe he just stays there. He could just stay there. I'm just saying, I think part of the reason they were okay using the pick on him is because of the edge potential.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I'm talking about their general interest in Michael Parsons. And that, to me, felt real. It seemed real. And I don't understand. To me, I think it's what Howie should have been doing. And the money aspect of it, we've always thought, oh, money this, money that. You don't pay this, you don't pay that. First of all, he took $47 million to go to Green Bay. You take extra to go to Green Bay because it's Green Bay. Who's to say he wouldn't have just taken $42 to come here?
Maybe, yeah. He might have.
To play in his home state, to play in Philadelphia.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, to go to Green Bay, yeah, I'm going to ask for a little extra. I got to go live in freaking Green Bay.
Now, like, all offseason we've heard they can't pay guys because of cash for next offseason. Maybe that's just, maybe that's not true, right? Like, but then if you sign Micah, I mean, I saw your poll yesterday. I probably would trade Jalen Carter for Micah Parsons. And so if you're going to make a decision between the two.
I didn't know if I would. I knee-jerk reacted and said yes.
No, you knee-jerked and said no.
Did I say no?
I said, would you trade Jalen Carter for Micah Parsons? You go, no. And then you go, wait a minute.
I think I would. And they're both okay. Awesome. But, yeah. Right. But like, yes. He might have to get paid. Nolan Smith might have to get paid. Cooper and Quinion. So maybe the cash is everlasting and it doesn't matter. I'm just saying that's a lot of cash when your whole thing is saving cash.
By the way. The one thing the Eagles do, and we're going to find this out when they do re-sign Jalen after this season, he's going to take a lot less than he would if he was in a fourth year or fifth year. Michael Parsons got paid that much because he was made to wait all the way to his
until
fifth
the
year.
End of his contract.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you sign early, you take a little bit of a discount.
I was also
taking a little bit of a discount, so he may not even get $40 million.
This is slightly off
he
topic.
He might get $35 million.
So we're all waiting to hear what's going to happen with Jalen Carter. And there's two levels to it. Does the NFL do something and do the Eagles do something? There is the contract aspect of this, where if he is suspended, that will be something that is brought up in the contract
negotiations. Yeah.
But the other interesting part of this is if the Eagles suspend him, they're almost hurting his value. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, if they suspend him himself, you are hurting his value and you're the one that's going to have to pay.
I'd be shocked if they suspended him.
So based on...
I'd be surprised.
Mike Florio...
Vic today was pretty...
Mike Florio said... Yeah, we'll get to the Vic audio
in a
second.
When I say suspend, I meant the entire game.
No, yeah. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, the entire game.
Mike Florio said when there's suspensions, it usually happens on Monday, so you can appeal by Tuesday and then have it finished by Tuesday. So his point was, if the league is going to suspend him, it's unlikely
that's
happening.
Did you see the follow-up to that?
No, I did not.
So this morning he said... It was funny. He was like, with the good assumption that it would have happened yesterday when it was his assumption. But regardless, like, he said he was told this morning, as in after he said that, that a suspension is still on the table.
Here's what, do you have what Vic Fangio said about Jalen Carter? Here's what he said.
You've been around Jalen Carter for over a year now. Behind the scenes, how have you seen him maybe step into a leadership role, or just how have you seen him maybe mature
over
the past year since you've been around?
Well, to be a, you know, considered a leader, you know, actions speak louder than words, and he's got to lead through his actions.
Do you speak to him, or do you leave that to Nick and Howie?
Pretty much Nick on that, you know, when it gets to that extreme, pretty much that.
I have to tell you, his pause after your question, and we all know that they weren't happy with it. I do wonder, we'll see the rest of the year, is like when you're thinking about not only devoting the financial assets to a guy like that, But he is the key to their defense. Yeah. He's the reason that they don't think they need to pay Edge. You know, he the like mm-hmm. you have to really think about from a can we rely on this guy? It's a big question.
I think they should suspend him. I think he is it. What he did is worthy of a suspension. Last night when we were with my Lada, I found it very compelling that he talked, and this was not in relation to Jalen Carter, to be clear, but he talked about how Nick's message leading up to the Dallas game was discipline.
Yeah.
The message all week.
He said
week,
all week, and he was very pointed about the way he said
all
it.
All week was discipline. And I just think if you're Nick, all week you're saying things to your players, and there's not many things Jalen Carter could have done that would have been more of a slap in the face to what you said than that. There's just not. And they had to bench him last year. They've been around him. They know maybe suspending him would not be a good thing. Maybe they don't think he'd react to it well. But if you're going to preach again and again and again about culture and about how much culture matters to winning and about all these things, and then this guy spits on the player before the game, gets suspended, costs himself the full game. He's supposed to be a leader of the team. And you slap him on the wrist, I would find that very disappointing. I'm not saying I want him suspended, but I think if we can all remove the Eagles aspect to this, he clearly deserves to be suspended.
Well,
I've been swayed on that.
Yeah, listen, yeah. I said it, yesterday.
It, to your side.
I don't know
that.
If I said it yesterday or if I said it Friday, that I wouldn't be outraged if he got suspended for a game.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't be outraged if they took into account he pretty much was suspended that game, right? But I do understand the perception and wanting to sort of set an example so that something like this doesn't happen and sending a clear message that if they were to suspend him for a game or if the league suspended him for a game, again, if the Eagles did it, I would be surprised because it's more of a self-inflicted mm-hmm. thing. But the league doing it, I don't know. If it happens, I'm not going to be upset by it because I think what he did was despicable and disgusting. And if that's what they deem is necessary, I don't have a problem with it. Now, if they don't do anything further, then I would be like, you know what? I don't want to hear about sportsmanship. I don't want to hear about culture. I don't want to hear about any of that if nothing is being done about it. Because what you're doing is setting a bad precedent for what the future could be. And when you're in a position like this team that has already won a Super Bowl and they do a great job of rewarding players with life-changing financial gain, you're just basically feeding a monster.
Yes.
You're just, that's all you're doing because you're basically saying you can do what you want to do and you're still going to get rewarded. You're still going to be rewarded. There's no consequence. So when that happens as a coach and as a culture setter, you got no one to look at but yourself when, what's the saying? Either you're teaching it or you're allowing it to happen.
Right.
Something like that. Yep. So like you can't blame anyone but yourself if this starts to become some sort of thing.
Right, what if in week six somebody does something similar?
Yes.
And I get, just quickly, I get that I know if it's Moro, Jomo, or whoever, it's easier to suspend them. I get it. But I also think there's a powerful aspect to suspending a great player. Like Belichick used to say in the meetings, he would rip Tom Brady because it mattered more. So I just think this is a real opportunity for Nick to send a message.
I also think it means more if the Eagles suspend him than if the league does.
I agree with that.
Yeah, because Jalen Carter could, if I'm just thinking about the mentality of him, if I'm Jalen Carter, if the league suspends me, I could say, screw the league or whatever.
Right.
If my coach suspends me,
the team that
I want to give me $180 million, that's a big difference.
Well, because also, if the league does it, they can all play victim together. The coaches and, you know, can be like, oh, it's unfortunate you were suspended, blah, blah, blah. Right. If the team does it, there's no hiding that they are disappointed in what he did.
But it seems like they're going to do something because Nick said the whole behind the scenes, it'll be handled in-house. It seems like they're going to do something.
I thought the use of the word extreme by Vic Fangio was telling. When he said when it rises to this level of extreme, that's above me.
Yeah.
It was not a vibe of, hey, he did it, he messed up. Like, we're moving on.
Yeah, they
could have said that, by the way.
Yeah.
Multiple times this week, they could have said, look, what he did was wrong. We're moving on to the Chiefs. We'll talk about it internally, but we're moving on. That's not how they've handled it.
Fangio sounded pissed off. He sounded pissed off. So you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. That is Elliot Shore Parks. Comes out every single day. Go Birds Daily.
Every day.
You cannot miss it.
It's good being back to our normal selves.
I know. It's not talking training camp stats.
It's been a while.
By the way, Elliot, some great reports from other reporters. Jimmy Kemsky on the conditions for the Bryce Huff trade. whether it's a fourth round pick or fifth
Love
round Kempsey, pick.
Love Kempsey. Good job by him.
D Gunn on the fractured rib for.
Yeah. Were you at E?
Yeah.
For I'm Will Shipley. The belt. That's okay. Where I'm at. But we'll see if I can. We'll see if I can hold on.
Hey,
to
we said complacency yeah. mindset here.
Yeah. I got to say, D Gunn. Like, what a goat. Like, just talk yes. about, he's the, I mean, just like years of this, not, yep. you
yeah.
know.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Joining us next, Eagles tackle Jordan Mailata, as he will join us every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.